You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Welcome to Central Time. Coming up, we'll talk about why there's only one covered bridge left in Wisconsin when there used to be 40. That's in our Curious Wisconsin segment, coming up in about 15 minutes.
First, the Target Corporation announced today that data from 40 million credit and debit cards may have been stolen from their stores during the holiday shopping season.
Details of that theft are still being investigated, but the story has raised significant concerns about the safety of our personal information in general, and has a lot of Target shoppers wondering, what do I do now?
Joining us now to sort this out is Rob DeVideo, professor of criminal justice at Drexel University. Rob, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me on. How are you today?
Doing okay. Little bit of a jolt this morning, waking up and hearing, like a lot of the world, that a huge number of credit cards have been stolen, it seems, from Target, and people are worried about this. How bad does this breach look right now?
Well, I want to let, you know, consumers know that there's nothing unique about this. The uniqueness about this is the volume of credit cards that's involved. These types of breaches happen on a regular basis. It doesn't make it any more easy to stomach, especially if you're one of those 40 million people like I am who have shopped at Target during the time in question here. The type of attack that looks like is behind this is nothing new.
Kind of a bad time of the year, like you said, and this has got to be news that the Target was not real happy about. And, you know, we were jokingly saying in the office, who hasn't shopped at Target during that period of time? You know, this is the high end of the shopping season. Does that make it a worse story for Target and for consumers?
Well, I think, you know, there's certainly an element of concern because of the time of the year. As people are feverishly shopping or finishing up their holiday shopping, you want to know that your credit card is secure, that you have it accessible to use when you're going out to get these last-minute gifts. My recommendation, and I might be jumping ahead here, but with the recommendation that people be proactive in this instance, don't wait for the call from the credit card company or the letter from Target to go and shut your account down and get your bank or your credit card company to issue a new account. That definitely complicates the holiday shopping process. Let's put it that way.
So why are you
might be out of your account, your card for a day or two.
So that's why to avoid a lag in time between when you process this and get your new card, you're saying it's easier to just go out and cancel it today?
Well, the concern is if we look at how identity theft has evolved, no longer are the people who are stealing the identifying information, the credit card numbers, the Social Security numbers, et cetera, no longer are these people the ones who are using it. They're stealing this information. They're going after large troves of data, as we see in this case, right? 40 million-plus credit card numbers and associated information. And then they're taking those large data sets, and then they're brokering them and selling them online. There's a huge underground marketplace for stolen personal identifying information that runs the gamut, everything from credit card numbers to access credentials to get into various types of financial services accounts online to video game accounts online. All these accounts have the potential to be converted into real-world currency. So these people are selling the information instead of using it themselves and brokering it to the people who will wind up eventually using it. So the consumers do have a period of time to protect themselves, right? The goal is for you and I who have shopped at Target to make sure that nobody actually goes out and purchases something with our credit card, because that's where, you know, the consumer end of identity theft comes into play. Right now, it's primarily a problem for Target, and we can take some simple steps as consumers to make sure it doesn't advance further, because once they have that, especially if they have your debit card information, they're going to take money directly out of your checking account. They're going to rack up bills. And you might not in the end be ultimately responsible, but it's going to take you a lot of time to straighten it out, going down, getting affidavits, getting police reports, getting new account information. It can all be very time-consuming, very stressful. I know personally I've fallen victim to a number of instances where people have used my credit card or debit card information without my authorization, and personally, you feel like you've been violated. So we can't discount the psychological stress on top of it, on top of the stress of the season already. It can be pretty pretty difficult to contend with.
And you said there's nothing that unusual about this. I mean, yes, it's a large number of cards and it's happening right at the holiday season, but this happens apparently quite a lot. Does that mean that it's pretty easy to do?
Well, you know, I don't know enough about this case to say how easy it is, but in this case, what it looks like is that there was a intrusion that involved the point of service transaction system that's used by Target, right? And that's the system that processes all those credit and debit card transactions. So when you go swipe your credit card at Target, information is put in, is processed through this piece of software that, to mediate that transaction. And they were able to take the information. It looks like they were able to take that information being processed through this point of sale system and store that information, send it out for, send it out to a larger data collection was stored offsite from the, from the initial breach. So they're actually remotely transmitting all this information off the Target network to a remote server, and it's likely out of the United States, right? So we've seen those types of attacks before. That's what I'm saying. Point of service attacks in associated with merchants, it's nothing new. We've seen it before. Now, the actual sophistication of the attack, we likely will never find out. Target will probably not release that detailed of information about it.
Now, you said the thing to do is to save yourself the hassle and just go and get a new card right away. Don't wait for it to become a bureaucratic nightmare that's going to take some time to sort out. So that's one pretty solid step. Is there anything else, though, that we should be doing?
Well, you want to monitor your statements correctly. You want to monitor your statements both correctly and very often, right? So when I say correctly, you just don't want to go and look at the bottom balance saying, oh, I spent roughly around $1,000 this month in holiday shopping, and my bill is $1,100, so I guess that's correct. Go through it line by line and make sure there are no suspicious purchases. And do that on a regular basis. If most consumers have access electronically to their bank accounts and credit card accounts and, bank accounts being connected to the debit card, do that on a regular basis, at least for the next few weeks, if you're not going to go and cancel that account. I do recommend, I don't think it's sort of like the nuclear option. I think it's the smart option nowadays. If you're someone who has shopped at Target, go and ask your financial institution, whether it's your bank or a credit card company, to go and cancel that account and issue you a new account. It's much easier to contend with at this point than it is down the road.
Should be preemptive and just, every 3-4 months get a new credit debit card if this is something that's so prevalent right now?
Well, I don't think we need to go to that extent. What we have a situation here is data have been compromised. Now, I was hoping Target would come out, and maybe they have. I haven't been able to digest everything that's out there on this, but it would be helpful to know if the data were encrypted or unencrypted. I'm assuming it's in an unencrypted format at this point, or they at least had access to it in an unencrypted format. If it were encrypted, my assumption would be it would be all over the news that it was encrypted, only because that would add that would add some confidence to any sort of assumption that your data are not going to be used maliciously, because they're not going to be able to access it in what we call plain text format, meaning that the numbers being out there in the open that you and I could read.
Now, as far as retailers, what do they do to protect themselves? I mean, is this the kind of thing that they're just always going to be falling short on? The scammers are always going to be one step ahead?
Well, it's a never-ending task. I mean, you have to make sure your networks are fully secured. That includes, understanding where the vulnerabilities are. Vulnerabilities come to the forefront on a daily basis because maybe software patches that were installed that maybe weren't tested with existing software on a network, and as a result there's a vulnerability. Maybe there's you don't have a dedicated staff to going out there and managing that update process and assessing the security that's associated with that update process. That can be a very, very time-consuming task. And all too often, that is thrown to the back, down the list on priorities when it comes to maintaining the operations of a large retail enterprise. I think that in today's day and age, if you're not going to be hypervigilant about protecting your customers' information, then you don't have the right to be in business because of the impact this can potentially have on, in this case, millions upon millions of people, the negative impact. And again, I don't want to make it sound like the sky is falling, but, you know, Target did not hold up to its end of its responsibilities here to its customers. Yes, it seems like they're dealing with it correctly on the backside. But the simple fact is the attack happened, the attack occurred.
Now, how big a badge of shame do you think this is going to be for Target going forward? We already heard in the news break just before this interview that their stock has fallen already. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's certainly, you know, we've done some research at Drexel. I've done some research to look at, you know, what the best way to break the bad news to individuals in this case, right? In the case of a network breach where their personal information has been compromised. And consumers want to make sure that they're told the truth and given a description, an accurate description of what has happened. If you don't tell them that and you don't do that, you don't come out in front of this, they're going to harbor resentment, right? So it's almost like you're seeing a sentiment change, right? You know, people are saying, all right, I understand this is the cost of living in the, you know, information age and, you know, distance, e-shopping, et cetera. We're to expect this, right? We just want to be kept in the loop. We want to be protected, and we want to make sure you're on our side. You know, so, you know, getting notification letters that aren't signed by someone within the, administration or chain of command, high up in the chain of command of a corporation, and if, you know, it's not a personal signature and maybe it just says, you know, sincerely or regards, the security department, right? People take offense to that. So, you know, I think that in the past where corporations and organizations who suffered breaches used to take a step back and say, we want to keep this hush because we don't want our consumers finding out, it's going to negatively affect us. I can tell you this much. The research shows that if they in fact do that and it gets out, which it always has a way about doing it, they're going to harbor much more resentment towards you than if you were to come out, admit it, apologize about it, and offer them services that are going to help them protect their identity. This morning I woke up. I happened to be working from home this morning. My wife was working from home. We woke up. She was going through the mail from yesterday, and I'm reading about the Target breach just as everybody else is. And she's sitting there opening a letter from Blue Cross Blue Shield saying that her information, you know, we use those, they're our medical insurance provider, her information was compromised because two laptop computers from Blue Cross and Blue Shield were stolen with a database of customer information on it that was unencrypted, and it contained Social Security number, name, and various bits of demographic information.
Oh boy, right? Not a good news morning for...
Not a good news. So these things do happen on a regular basis. But the point, you know, back to this letter, the first sentence was very apologetic. We are sorry. We know we let you down. And that's what consumers want to hear. You know, they don't want to be thrown out into, you know, navigate this, what can be a very complex, tedious, and time-consuming process of cleaning up their credit and making sure their personal information is not being further compromised. They don't want to be left out there alone. In this case, Blue Cross Blue Shield did a good thing in the sense they're giving us free one-year credit monitoring protection. We don't have to go out and pay for that service, which I would normally have to do if they didn't do this. This would be something I would normally do.
All right. Well,
especially with the Social Security number involved.
We'll be watching how Target behaves itself here on out. And bottom line, cancel the card. Rob, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right, great. Happy holidays and best wishes in 2014.
And also to you, happy holidays. We've been talking to Rob Davidio, professor of criminal justice at Drexel University.